Let's get it.
People can't see us.
All right, Gene.
I was going to say, people can't see my sweatpants, hopefully. Are you wearing pants today?
I'm wearing pants. Yeah. Very excited to be wearing pants. What's your dates, Gene?
Well, November 24th, San Diego at the House of Blues. Tickets are moving very quickly. I'm almost completely sold out, so get them now. That's Thanksgiving weekend. You know, and that's Saturday. That's when you're over your family and you're over it all. And, or maybe you want to take your folks out to come see your favorite pair of jeans. Do that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about December 7th, Fill Her Up, Delphia. And then December 8th, Judor Titties. I've added a second show at the Gramercy Theater, 10:30. So get those tickets. Everything's almost gone, guys.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's a maze. And then 2019, I'll be announcing hopefully soon. Gene,
I can tell you this. I'm going to Blue Jeans, Oregon. There's 20 tickets left for the early show.
OMG.
And about 60 to the late show. That's it. Boys Seed is all sold out. Ball Sacramento has tickets for the late show on October 6th.
Where?
Ball Sacramento.
Oh, Ball Sac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fartno, also known as Fresno, California.
Yeah.
That's October 26th. There are tickets available for that show and the next day in Bakersfield.
What's Bakersfield?
I don't know.
Haters.
I don't know.
F all the haters field?
Hey, I like it. Then I go to the dirty, dirty South Florida. I go to Fart Myers, Jack Me Off Phil, and Orlando. And Augusta, come on you, Georgia.
Hey.
Those are all in November. Very few tickets remaining in Orlando, Jack Me Off Phil, and Augusta. Fart Meyer still has tickets. The third show in Fill Her Up, Delphia is moving along nicely. Got all those tickets at tomsegura.com/tour. A lot of people hit me up about Pechanga because it sold out very fast. They're giving us a second date. It's not going to be the same night, but that second date will be sometime in 2019, and I'll have that for you soon, along with some big announcements. Go to tomsegura.com, click on the tour page, and sign up for that mailing list so you can get the news before anybody else.
You know what's neat about pachanga is that it already sounds like a dirty word, doesn't it?
It does sound
like put it in my pachanga.
Whoa.
Right?
Like your panocha.
Yeah. That's why it sounds like panocha.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You know what it is.
Or maybe it's not a problem.
Maybe it's.
Maybe that's why everyone likes it there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There it is, Jeans. So much to go over today.
Jeans. How tight are your jeans? Mine are very tight.
Of course. Super tight.
I've got post-pregnancy jeans and they're always tight right now.
Oh, yeah.
Until I can lose a few LBs.
Couldn't be tighter.
No.
All right, let's get into it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
God damn. The fuck? Did you shit in your fucking pants?
Yeah.
God damn! Yeah. What is that?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to these days, being a dad and having the kids fart in the car and,
oh, yeah,
you know,
torturing mom.
Yeah.
I know why you picked this clip.
Why?
Because this mirrors our real life yesterday on the way home from our dinner.
It was pretty bad.
Walk me through what happened.
This is a liquid ass prank, by the way. You know, it's that spray.
Oh, yeah. People have sent us that one. Yes. It's not nearly as volatile as what you've got in your real ass.
Well, yesterday was an interesting day because it was a travel day.
Always a recipe.
Cross-country travel day.
Oh,
just bad things happened.
Sure.
I'm at the hotel early.
Yeah.
Eating some breakfast, having coffee.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a omelet.
Okay. With veggies?
Yeah. There was spinach, onions, mushrooms.
And you don't eat those very often.
That's
so
not
very
true.
Volatile for you.
That's not true. I ate that. Had some bacon.
Yeah. Greasy.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. And you were up early.
Early, too. Early just does something to your guts.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
I know.
And then I shit at the hotel. Then I drive more than an hour, get to the airport, have another, like, half coffee.
Another coffee?
No, I just started.
Brazen.
No, I just started. Honestly, I got on the plane with it. I gave it to the flight attendant. Right? Can you just throw some?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, because usually once I drink my morning coffee and then I shit, I don't really want coffee right away.
I was like, I don't really enjoy this. And then I slept for a few hours. I don't know, but your whole digestive tract is messed up that day.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is, and just then, waking up super early. It would mess my stomach up, too. It would hurt. My stomach would just hurt.
And then I got back here. Ate something here. I don't know. Then we went out. What did we have for dinner?
It's a blur.
I had that salmon.
Salmon, the hard L.
I had the salmon, and then, on the way out of there, just...
You know what's fun is, because we say salmon as a joke, and that when we're out in public, so many people say salmon with a hard L, and that it's not right.
Including the server.
It's incorrect. Yeah, ours
that
did.
Server, he's like, do you want this salmon? And I go, I do. And I go, can you make it medium rare? He's like, they don't take temperature changes for the salmon here. I
was
like,
salmon.
Yeah.
That, and I hear library a lot, too. There's a lot.
Sometimes I get tweeted corrections for things we said, like people will be like,
intentionally,
did Christina
wrong.
Really say specifically?
I know,
instead
stupid.
Of specifically, yeah.
Guys, it's jokes. So wait a minute. I remember this. We had our salmon. I had some seafoods too, and then on the drive home.
Oh yeah. So I farted.
Well, it's not just a fart. It was like an atomic.
Yeah, nuclear. No, that's what I'm saying though. But it was real, and you had your head out the window. You're like, my husband farted,
right?
Yeah.
First of all. Here's a shit thing you do is you don't give me any heads up. There's no warning. And then you don't cross ventilate, which everybody knows if you're going to fart in a car, all the windows have to be down, passenger and driver. You got to cross ventilate that fucking thing.
It was hot.
And it smelled like a dirty diaper. Like it smells like our newborn's farts.
I got to give it to me. It was nasty. Give it up to me. It was real nasty.
What did it feel like coming out? Was it hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I knew it was. I mean, as it came out, I was like, I told you, I go, this is going to be bad.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And I was saying that before I smelled it, too. I just knew by the feeling. I was like, poof.
Weren't you telling me? Did you tell us on the show? Some guy you saw dancing with headphones on.
Yeah.
And then he farted. Did you say this on the show?
I said it. Yeah.
That was so funny.
I'll never forget that. That was in D.C.
Yeah.
It was on a lunch break. I was working with another guy named Tom, and he was really into music. We went to a record store, and it was back when the record stores, they had the listening stations.
Sure. Like
so
Sam
guy,
Goody.
Yeah. And the guy was like, and don't you know? And he just ripped a huge fart, and we fell out loud. He turned and was like, I think he really thought we were laughing at his voice.
Yeah. Well, he didn't, because when you have headphones on, you don't think people can hear what you're doing.
Yeah. And he was a big guy.
Yeah.
And I think that fart escaped without him even knowing.
So, wait a minute, Tom. This is a bit sizist of you. Are you saying that fat people have girthier, meatier, smellier farts? Because
I don't know
weight?
About meatier or smellier, but maybe girthier and meatier, maybe.
You think the fatness is directly proportionate?
Maybe. It's a factor, maybe. Maybe they're eating more garbage.
But your mom's got monstrous farts.
That's
a
good point.
She weighs like 80 pounds.
Great counterpoint.
Yeah.
The fartiest farts I've ever heard.
Right, and smelly.
Very smelly.
This is a question
loud.
For science. We have to ask a doctor.
Yeah, there's Dr. always. Drew. Well, here, let's examine this dad's reaction a little more to this smell in his car.
Sure.
God damn.
Did you shit?
He's so upset.
God damn! Is that a fart?
What is that?
That smells just like fucking dog shit. God damn.
Did they record us yesterday?
Okay.
Man, it's still in here.
Yeah.
That can't be a fart.
Yeah. I feel like these words come out of my mouth every week of my life with you.
That can't be
a
fart.
Since 2005, I've said this exact thing over and over since we've been together.
Are you still doing it?
God damn.
God
damn.
You just sprayed my smoke.
Fuck, I can't help it.
And then he eats his ramen or whatever the fuck.
I think it's ice cream.
There's spray in there. Oh, is there ice cream in there?
I think so.
He's not eating top ramen.
I don't think that's ramen.
I don't smell anymore.
Fuck, I do.
I love this guy.
Fuck, I do.
This guy's great.
I don't smell anything.
I can't believe that came out of you.
I know.
I've never smelled somebody smell like that. There's something wrong with that.
That's like every married couple's discussion.
That's not. I mean, that's ultimate dad too. That's a real dad, you know.
But
that
farts.
Guy's dad is fart.
Well, the dad should fart.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's a dad reaction. I remember as a kid, we would take these road trips, especially my uncle Dave. He'd be like, "Oh, he's like Jesus Christ." One of you piss pots just fart, like you call us piss pots and ding dongs.
So
Jesus, go to the bathroom. Christ, stinks. You guys stink. Do you rip a fart? He always said that.
Or cut a fart.
Yeah.
Cut a fart.
Yeah, do you cut a fart?
And rip a fart are my favorites.
Yeah.
Cutting a fart. That's such a foreigner thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Here's another dad here.
Gotta take it to the West Coast.
Hello, son.
Hello, bud.
You better fuck up. You stink, you dirty bastard. You've shit, haven't you? You have, haven't you? You big, smelly, fucking, dirty, stinking, ginger-headed bastard.
So I'm going to talk to our children, just so you know. This is exactly how
fucking
I'm
fantastic.
Talking to our kids.
That's sick, that, Andrew. I'm not getting in there now. On that door.
That's all right.
No, Andrew, please, open the door.
Oh, man.
No, I'm a fuck. No, I'm not getting in there, you big, dirty cunt.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Has he fuck gone? It doesn't.
See, first of all...
Dirty cunt.
This is way better way to communicate with someone.
Yeah, or your children, definitely.
Yeah, the way that he calls his kid a dirty, rotten, ginger-headed cunt.
Yes.
I mean, I just love that so much more.
I do, too.
You rarely find American parents like that.
No, I know. This is a foreigner thing. My parents used to curse at me all the time.
I love it.
All the time.
I immediately smile when I see somebody talk to their kid like that.
This is more normal to me than, you know, oh, sweet.
I actually feel like that means you like your kid even more.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Talk to him like that.
I agree.
You don't think of them as an experiment that you're raising.
No. Like, if I would fart, my dad would be like, oh, a rohad kurva ishtem bas some egg. Like, you rotten whore mother cunt. Fuck. And you're like, yeah. Like, that was normal.
My dad never got mad. You know, my dad, he was always like, he's like, jeez, wow. It's like, you do that? That really stinks. He goes, you probably need to take a shit, buddy.
Because your dad doesn't, like, lay blame. He's so sweet.
He loves, like, the fart game. And he loves shits.
He does.
So as soon as you are like... You rip one, he's just like, wow, that's really something.
Now you saw him.
Never gets mad.
You saw him in Breast Balls Beach. You saw him, right?
I saw Top Dog and Charo.
And any updates?
No, I mean, it's pretty much same shit, different toilet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he tell you any poop stories or anything?
No, not really.
Okay, so it's consistent. We're good.
Yeah.
I have a hemorrhoids update.
Oh, we're not done with this, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. All right.
Open that door, then.
I'll save it. Oh, come on, man.
There's no throwing up.
Come on,
There's
man.
No throwing up. God.
It sounded like it was gonna...
No, he's just grossed out by his son's fart. God.
You dirty bastard. That's fucking rotten, that. You can chill that cunt.
I love this guy so much. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Sorry, you have... a hemorrhoid up there. I didn't mean to take that.
Oh, it's a little late on this cue, isn't it? We've been talking about shit for the first 10 minutes of the show.
Well, I just want to say, I mean...
Coming up. You've been warned.
Okay, well, better late than never.
That's right.
So anyways, first of all, thank you for the outpouring of emails and concern about my hemorrhoids. I really appreciate all the thoughtful advice.
That is really nice, guys.
Yeah. So many of you recommended Tucks medicated pads. Mm-hmm. I got a recommendation for this Chinese cream you can buy on Amazon. So that's coming. And high fiber, things of that nature. But which I tell you, I already have pretty fibrous, good dumps. And I started using Tucks. What I would do is like if I knew I was kind of sitting around for a minute, like to breastfeed the kid or something, I'd take a Tucks pad and kind of fold it like a taco and then just put it up against my hemorrhoids, like just kind of like a pad and have it soak on my hemorrhoid. You know what I mean? Ugh. Like just sitting there. Good news. It's already worked.
I think I'm going to dry heave.
There's no more pain. The pain is gone, and that must be the power of Tucks. So thank you. Thank you. It's gone. I mean, it's not the bump is still there, but there's no pain, if that makes sense. Is that how that's supposed to resolve?
I guess so.
Like, does the bump go away, or it's just...
I don't know. I'm just not an expert.
Yes, you are.
In hemorrhoids? No, I'm not.
You have them. Don't you have them?
I mean, I've seen blood before, but that's pretty not, much it.
Those are internal ones, right?
Yeah, but I don't have... your issue.
The external ones.
No.
Ari has the internal ones.
Ari's issues are vast.
Yeah.
And serious.
I should have asked him.
I can't believe he's alive. After seeing what his asshole looks like, it's so horrific.
Everyone's seen his butthole.
I almost passed out when I saw it. I swear I've never... I was like, oh my...
He's so nasty.
It's so nasty. He's so nasty.
That poor guy, he really has serious anal problems.
Real serious anal problems. I did also want to point out, I'm doing Conan tonight.
Conan.
So that'll be up by the time you hear or listen to this. Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's always fun to go back. Bert was there last night.
Who?
Bart.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see it, but that was sent... just a small clip from his appearance if you guys want to listen to what he did on the show.
Oh, yeah. Move it, niggers!
Oh, all right. Well, you know, we each have our own different way of performing on the show.
I wonder if Conan brought him out as the world's fattest, most racist comedian working today.
Good thing to look up, yeah.
That's really caught fire, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, obviously, I mean, he is.
Yeah. That was his opener, right?
He sat down, I guess, and he just did that. Yeah. And Conan was like, okay.
Yeah, Conan's not racist.
No.
No, neither is Andy.
I wonder how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
So I think these are the same guys, by the way, that made that... my daddy never made us ashamed of our penises.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, that was terrible.
There's another clip. You want to see it?
No.
Here it is.
No, thanks. I said
that motherfucker, Randy, every time he gets more than 6 beers in him, he gets pissed off and leaves us.
Tell me about it. I'm getting fucking sick of walking home from work every day.
I'm going to cut his balls off if I see him.
Don't mention balls. My wife's going to bite mine off for not being home on time.
What's she making, a big dinner?
Nah, it's Friday. She expects me to fuck her all night long.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, I can just put a pillow over her face and go to town. It's just...
Jeez.
Just what?
Jeez, is that what you do?
Hold on. She likes to start things off by giving me some head. Her teeth always make my dick raw.
Oh my
Her
God.
Teeth? Oh, bitches can't suck a dick worth a damn.
Oh, I get. Wait
yeah,
a
I
minute.
Guess because of my size, she can't open up any wider. Come on, let's go.
Where's this headed, huh?
I don't know.
You've never had good head in your whole life anyway.
I go on hikes like this, too, all the time.
Is this your hiking footage?
I don't think I ever really have.
Well, get that fucking cock out of your pants.
Yeah, it cuts
wow.
off. Cuts off right there, unfortunately. Blue band, what the fuck, man?
Well, do you not know what's happening next?
No, I don't know what's going to happen next. I just went on a hike this morning.
This is
eerily reminiscent.
Yeah, this is all your hikes, by the way.
Yeah.
You're always like, oh, I'm going hiking.
Yeah.
I met a lot of nice guys on my hike.
Yeah, there are. There's guys just like this with hats like this and with sleeveless vests. And tight jeans. I love the tight jean for a hike.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Their attire.
And they're wearing like, what, boots?
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
This is the uniform of straight, heterosexual hiking guys.
Yeah.
Oh, bitches can't suck a dick worth a damn.
just a couple of straight guys hiking in our cowboy boots. And
nothing worse than a bitch that can't suck a dick worth a damn, you know?
And I got to fuck my wife all Friday night long.
I know. I put a pillow over her head and I go to town.
I sure hope our delivery is better.
Get that fucking cock out of your pants.
Our pilot, if it gets picked up.
Oh, yeah, then
this acting's terrible.
That's pretty terrible. That's what makes it great.
And they just stand there like, nah, 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 nah.
Get that cock out of your pants.
Come on, be honest. If you met some guy on the hiking trail.
Yeah.
And he was like, bitches can't suck cock for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try me out? Try it out. I've taken my 10 to 12 Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
Piss on me. Beat me.
Would I give it a shot?
I'm a hot, white trash cum dump.
I'm not totally opposed to it. Yeah. I just feel like, I mean, you know.
I'm hot.
I'm on the trail. It's all dirty.
Oh, you're
dusty.
Sweaty.
Yeah, it's like also people are going to walk by. What are we going to do?
They don't care. Gay guys don't care about that.
Oh, really?
No, they just fuck out in the streets. When I lived in San Diego, I'd see guys.
I have yet to see this.
Butt fucking. This is in the height of like the 90s, though, when you know, gay guys ruled that place. I don't know if they still do. Now it's more yuppies. But I'm telling you, one time I saw two guys just butt fucking on the street. Clubs everywhere.
That
guys
so fucking cool.
Putting their dicks through holes, and other guys just going to suck them. I mean, they're fucking savages, dude. They're awesome. They used to rule it. It was
they're awesome.
Well, it was gay mecca. Like if you were a gay guy, you should live in San Francisco.
You want
to? I mean, it makes me crazy when gay people write to me and they're like, "I live in fucking Alabama, and they hate me because I'm gay." Well, get the fuck out of there.
It's not just the gays who are doing the butt stuff. Do you want to know something that's really amazing?
What?
A couple in China who were desperately trying to conceive learned they'd been having sex the wrong way for 4 years.
No kidding.
Yes. 26 and 24 years old.
Oh my God.
They were like, we keep failing to get pregnant. They're having sex on a regular basis. During the appointment, the woman admitted that sex was usually painful. And they were very young, very healthy.
Hilarious.
Couldn't conceive. They were having a lot of stress. And the doctor discovered that the couple had mistakenly been having anal intercourse rather than vaginal to conceive.
Asshole.
4 years of marriage, and neither the husband or wife knew how to get pregnant. Oh, my goodness.
Now, porn's banned in China, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
They can't.
The state controls... You know.
Yeah, I mean, these people aren't being educated. I doubt they teach them about the birds and the bees.
Man, that's wild.
That is wild. Oh, yeah, it says sex education faces great challenges in China. Jing Zhan, a professor of sociology at Beijing's, I don't know how to say this, Tsinghua. I'm fluent in Chinese.
Asshole.
University. At Tsinghua, students take sex education. You're not even going to comment on my beautiful pronunciation.
I just did.
Tsinghua.
Yeah.
Take sex education classes where they learn basic knowledge of condoms. Okay, anyway. Huh. Wow. Mm.
Good stuff.
Butt stuff for butt how stuff. Many years? That's terrible.
Yeah.
But no, that is, I mean, this has to be a stupid couple. I mean, why would you put it in? That's where the chocolate comes out.
I know.
A succulent Chinese meal.
It's pretty wild.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I might have 18 seconds on my timer.
Go ahead. Let them know.
Ching chong, ching chong. Where's that one? No. You want to fuck with me, man?
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm just singing what I know.
I'm just singing what I know.
From this show.
Okay.
I'm not making fun of Asian people. That's an actual drop.
Ching chong.
There you go.
Ching, ching chong. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. All right. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
There you go.
Ting tong, ting tong.
So...
there she is.
Yeah,
now
a,
see
I,
that
I dug it up.
But that, that's the thing. I was referencing a song.
Know.
You know, come on, guys. Let's not.
Well, you know, who's really back in the news heavily these last 24 hours is one Louis C.K.
Crazy.
Cut down. It's a lot of fucking cum.
He did two.
That was an actual audio recording of the incidents, right?
Right. He did two appearances this this weekend.
Yeah.
One at the Comedy Cellar, the famed New York City Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And one, I think, out in Governors in Long Island at the Comedy Club Governors. And both were... surprise sets. These are both new. These are his first appearances doing stand-up since he admitted to...
jerking off in front of people without their consent?
Yes. And that was a huge bomb that dropped...
In front of women specifically, not people. Just women.
It was a huge bomb that dropped last November, and everybody, you know, at least in comedy, has been like, ah, oh, will he come back? Will he do stand-up again? Just what will happen again? And he... he's doing spots, looks like.
You know what's interesting is that...
Huge backlash, by the way.
Right. I don't think people aren't exactly applauding this return.
Yeah. Most people are not.
And it's interesting because we've had conversations with other people in our business. Like, what's the timeline here?
Right.
How long do you think he's going to hold out before he comes back?
Sure.
And it's been 9 months.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like, I... didn't hate him before this. I was kind of like, on the scale of shitty things that have happened, he's not a Weinstein. He's not exactly a Cosby. He sucks. That sucks. But it was not on the scale of shit bird.
Yeah.
Okay. This makes me not like him because you're like, motherfucker, if you don't know to stay the fuck away for at least a year,
yeah,
you don't got no sense. He has no sense. And talk about the sense of entitlement. Like, dude, you're clueless. Like, if you're coming back this early, that's just my take. Wait, at least a year, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I didn't really think of the specifics of it because it's not my life, you know?
What do you mean the specifics?
Of like how to come back. Like, in other words, I didn't like lay out a plan because it's not anything that I deal with.
It's not your biggest concern in life.
Yeah. So I mean, I was always of the mindset that I believed that a path to redemption should exist.
Right.
Not just for him. I mean, just for most people in life, like people who do bad things.
What about like Cosby though?
Well, okay.
That was really bad.
My point was that is that, you know, somebody gets arrested, let's say, goes to jail for any number of terrible things.
Right.
You could be accused of assault, armed robbery, murder, manslaughter, all these horrible things. Eventually, some of those people get released and it's like, you can't just be like, that's it. Like, you right. don't get to, well, you're back banished. In society now. Right. You have to figure out ways. So for a lot of people, they go, you know, let's say somebody's accused of a horrific, violent thing. They're locked up for 20 some years. They go, well, they did. They paid their debt to society. So they're entitled to whatever now, even though people don't have to hire them.
Right.
You know, so this is obviously not the same thing, but there is some parallel to there's a bad thing done. You need to pay some type of price.
There's penance involved. Yeah.
So you can make an argument that, you know, part of the penance is the public shame of it all.
Yeah.
Part of the penance is losing, you know, your, he had big television deal with FX that went away. Touring business just stopped, obviously.
Right. So there's monetary.
So there's monetary punishments. Sure. To it. Then you have to go, well, if he did, you know, he did admit to doing these things, it's like probably, I mean, this again, this is just an opinion, needs to be some type of interaction with the people that you, or, you know, let them dictate some terms of making it okay. In other words, some woman that he jerked off in front of gets to say, you know, it would be great if, if you were to donate to this organization, or I don't know, I don't have the answer, but I'm saying you need to at least consider probably some of those people's feelings in this.
Right. Well, I think what you're saying, which is I agree with too, is like the way the law functions, right? Like there's no real due process with what's happening. Like people are being accused and then it's like, you're gone, off with your head, disappear. Whereas there's no like legal system being involved.
Yeah.
If we could have, I wish, gotten the legal system, maybe there's a way to get.
If the legal system had been involved, it's a much clearer cut
because,
path.
Right. Because the whole point is to make somebody whole again. That's exactly. The whole point of the legal system. And
well, it's also like a direct punishment. So you go, like,
right.
You're going to jail. You're paying a fine.
Here's your penance.
This is the penance.
Yeah. And I think that might be the biggest flaw of the Me Too movement is just like, okay, I get it. Like we're not victim blaming. If a girl says it should happen. Yeah. Okay. It happened. So let's get, what are the next steps? Let's be very clear and specific about punishment and
yeah.
And we weren't. And then that's why shit is not fucking working now. Now he's back.
I think he should, you know, you can't stop someone from doing whatever. I mean,
no,
he, you know, it seems like
no legal,
it seems like he's, I don't know. It seems like he's going to keep doing spots. I imagine
so crazy.
What I think is crazy actually is that
so crazy.
I do think it's crazy that the clubs, let surprise drop-ins.
Well, in this case, somebody should have been the gatekeeper here and been like, I don't know.
Because here's why
guys.
It's not cool. It's not cool to have a polarizing person surprise pop in.
Right.
Because
like
then,
Cosby.
Yeah, because then you're basically saying that people who are in the audience, whose night might be ruined by it, you're like, so? It's like, dude, let the person, cause I'm all for the market dictating what's okay and not.
Yeah, sure.
So if you go, Louis on this show tonight, you're allowing audience people to go, okay, I support the venue and the comic. I'm spending my money. Go ahead.
Right,
show me what's what.
Right. Let the consumer decide whether or not they're
because
on board.
You're
fine.
Not really letting that happen. And I know some people are like, yeah, but they can get up and leave. It's like,
but you fucking.
No, they don't want to get up and leave.
You ruin their night.
Yeah. Let them figure out whether or not that's the place they want to be.
Yeah.
To
I
watch
agree.
That.
It's so funny because we were talking about this yesterday, even before this happened. So fine. Weren't we just talking about Louis before the story broke, like yesterday at dinner? And we were like, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people don't give a shit what people do in their private lives.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you have, who's that director who lives in France and he was fucking
Polanski.
Gross? Polanski.
Yeah.
Hollywood still gives that guy, you know, the high five on his work.
They made a documentary about how great he was.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago called Wanted and Desired. And like, I watched it and everyone in Hollywood, this is before Me Too stuff took off.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, he's an amazing man.
Yeah.
And like he fucked a 13-year-old girl in a hot tub.
Like, right. Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah. People were like, he won an Oscar. He won an Oscar years later. A few Oscars.
Yeah. Woody Allen's been schtupping his stepdaughter for what, 20 years now?
Yeah.
People
now
are like,
people are like,
he's so talented.
And now they're like, no, he's no good anymore. But it took all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But no one gave a shit.
Marrying his fucking adopted daughter. I mean, look, but the point being that, yes, there's more awareness brought to it, but people still can separate personal from the art. I mean,
and look, he's going to have a massive audience. Still.
Yeah, of course.
People still want to see him do stand-up.
He's so silly to go out this early, though. I just don't think it's clueless. Can I tell you what it is? It really shows to me an arrogance and an obliviousness to the gravity of this movement and the gravity of what he's done. It, to me, reads very callous. And like, I don't give a shit. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And you know what's interesting? His approach to it of like, yeah. I'm just going to show up and do this. Yeah. And he doesn't bring it up on stage. He's like, is this okay? Very similar to what he was doing to women, right? Like, I'm going to jerk off. I hope this is okay with you guys. Like, it's the same fucking approach of like, is this okay? Oh, too late. I'm already doing it. Like, there's no consent in both of those scenarios, right? Him showing up, doing a pop-in, and then him taking his dick out and asking if it's okay. And he's already... come, you know,
it would have been amazing, like, dude, if he did his like pop in 15 minute set and then the host comes back out, you know, to take the money and just starts jerking off. Like, hey man, good set. And then Louis's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh no, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Everybody knows. Hey, standing ovation.
Everybody, give this guy a round of applause. No clapping, you just hear
everybody give him a round of jerk off. Yeah, he didn't bring it up. He didn't even bring it up, I heard, in the set.
I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I heard that he didn't. I heard it was like the usual stuff, like waitresses, donuts, whatever.
Yeah, just
the Subway is terrible. Yeah. I can't eat pizza on the Subway. You're like, wait a minute. Dude, are you not going to fucking address?
I mean, that's the thing is, it's kind of, there is a, I'm fascinated by what the set must be like, what the hour will look like.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's buying that one? That is not Netflix.
No.
He's going to have to go somewhere else.
No, he's never going on Netflix. But he's going to, I mean, probably the best business solution for him, 100% would be to like do his old model, put it on his site, buy it for $5.
And whoever's on board is on board.
Sure, because he'll still sell a ton of them. I mean, I'm saying for him, that works. And that leaves it to, you're not surprising anybody with it. It's just, here's content. Do you want to pay for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see too. It's like, do you open talking about it?
Yes.
I would think
yes.
so.
Yes. Get the elephant, like, to not address it.
But then here's the other thing is like, as a comedian, do you want a somber apology at the beginning of
No.
It's like,
no, but don't, you can't go up
you
there.
You can't not address it.
Yeah. You would be like, so anything happened in the news lately? Like
something. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then he just starts jerking off. Do you think he should do like that, the drop curtain where they show the silhouette?
Yeah.
And then he just turns and starts going like that. And he's like, what's up, guys? It's me again.
He's back. He's there's the trailer. It's a silhouette of him jerking off. And it's like, your favorite jerk off comedian. He's back.
He's back.
He's like, I'm going to come all over this joke.
And it's called Do You Mind? And he's like, just kind of gesturing like, do you mind if I come?
Yeah, I have to say I was more partial to his comeback.
If I come?
Mind if I come? Yeah.
Oh, I'll make you come. I'm sure you will.
Four-stroke comedian.
Yeah.
I have to say that I was more on his side kind of on this thing, and now I'm more like, oh, this guy doesn't get it. The fact that he thinks he's welcome back is like... He doesn't get the gravity. He doesn't get...
Oh, I'll make you come.
There he is. That's the opening sentence right now.
I'll make me come.
That's it. That's the next hour.
Yeah.
I can make me come.
I can make me come.
Oh, I'll make you come.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And I'll tell you, I mean...
But here's... Okay.
It's odd that he's not addressing
Here's
it.
What somebody else is thinking. Because, like I said, I didn't lay out a plan for him, so I wouldn't know. But it's like you go, you shouldn't have done your spots now. Okay, when is he supposed to go do spots?
A year, at least.
But that's a few more months.
So what? At least waiting for the holidays for some other creepo to come out. One other big fish, one other big fucking creeper. That Asia Argento story is pretty great. That kind of, you know what? Maybe that's what did it. Because that kind of delegitimized the movement a bit, is having that thing with Asia. And she was paying off the guy who accused her of sexual assault.
Who was a teenager.
Who was a teenager, for those of you who don't know what happened.
And yeah, so Asia Argento was one of the leading people.
And Rose McGowan.
Right, but I'm saying, we're talking about
they're
Asia.
They're butt buddies, yeah.
But Asia's been like one of the faces of this. She's also was dating... Anthony Bourdain, and it turns out that she was accused by a guy who had just turned 17, so a kid who was 16 like the week before.
Ugh, just so nasty.
She fucked him, and she was like, I didn't know he was a teen or something.
Ugh.
She was 37. He was 17.
Bitch, you old.
He, you know, came after her. And
he came in four strokes for sure.
The story, at least, you know, what is being reported by some people is that she then had Bourdain's lawyers and money to pay him off.
Right.
So that Bourdain actually paid.
It came out of Bourdain's pocket.
$380,000.
So, but who knows? I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what the fuck is really happening there? But I do think that delegitimized the movement a bit, having one of the
well,
biggest
yeah, I guess
people.
It's like one of the big people is full of shit.
Accusing Weinstein.
Yeah.
Right. Which started this whole thing.
Which, by the way, doesn't mean that Weinstein didn't do that. I'm sure he did.
But I'm saying it definitely. It lends itself to delegitimizing a lot of this movement. So maybe that's why Louis felt a little entitled.
You might be right about that.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, speculating. I don't know. But it seems an odd choice. Why now? Why not? If I were him, I would stay underground a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think
that's just me.
I think seeing it happen and the reaction was not positive from what I could see, at least online. Everybody was like pretty heated about it. I mean, from people in comedy and out, nobody was like, this
nobody's
is great.
Rad. I mean, it seems really tactless and clueless. And honestly, like Cosby touring right after his accusers, it's a little...
Well, that was super checked out. So,
right.
Yeah. So,
but I'm saying it's on that scale.
No, you're right.
Like,
I didn't think about it.
Like,
I didn't think
dude,
about it.
Dude, you know what people
Cosby,
are fucking
like,
saying.
You raped someone while they passed that. He's like, I'll be at the club tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking out of court being like, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey. Yeah. And then he did.
Crazy fucking.
He did after he was convicted. He was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, after. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. But that's what I'm, is this so
that's
far?
That's the craziest thing
it's,
I've ever
that's,
seen.
Okay, so that's like level 10.
That's totally level
but
10.
But Louis being like, it's fine. I can just go out there and tell jokes like I always have. And I'm not going to address it. I'm just going to, well, it's what 9 months ago, big deal. Like, dude, I don't know. It definitely reads as like, I'm oblivious to the reality of the situation. And you're right. There's no penance. There's no closure for the women. And he did put out
there's
a press release. It was kind of bullshitty.
There's also, but here's, I mean, going back and forth on this, they're like, what? If you're him, you're like, what is the game plan supposed to be?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm serious. Like, I mean,
right.
So it's like, I get that we get to say like, nah, dude, this is not the good time, not the good strategy. But a lot of people don't know what the strategy is. That's the whole point.
You know what the strategy is? I'll tell you what it is. It's what that director did who fucked the 13-year-old. You move to France.
That's what he should do?
Yeah.
He would be accepted in France.
Oh, that's didn't Woody Allen pull that one too? You go to France? Go to maybe. France. Because they don't give a fuck about kid fuckers and masturbators and rapists.
You have to come.
You what? To
this man, he's a funny, how do you say, come guy. He makes you come. You come, he comes.
You are a man. A man must ejaculate.
Je ne sais le come while you joke. You joke and you come.
They invented French kissing, menage à trois, coming in little
they
girls.
Care.
They don't give a fuck. So you move to France for 2 years. That's your penance.
Okay.
You leave the country. You disappear. You just have to disappear. And that means don't check on media to see what's up with your name. Like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Let the French embrace you. And then once they've embraced you, then you come back.
Mm.
Do what this fucking, that director dude did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave the country, bro. Take your fucking family and get out. Why do you want to be here? Would you want to be here while your name is being...
Oh, if I had gone through what he went through, oh my God. I feel like that has to be psychologically so devastating.
Oh my God. I mean,
you have to have PTSD.
Yeah.
If you go from being so celebrated the way he was celebrated to being, you know, just destroyed. I mean, and you earned it. I'm not saying it's out of no, like not because of anything, but like that going
right.
through that.
That's an interesting point you make too.
It's very traumatizing.
For going, because I was just thinking of Monica Lewinsky, who was like one of the first people to be really publicly shamed for a sexual thing, right? But that she wasn't very celebrated before. I'm trying to think of what that must be like.
And also, forget that that's the second part of it. First, don't forget that he wasn't just like thought of as like, he's a funny comic, or he's a guy. He was thought, discussed and spoken of like an artist, like Monet. I mean, people talked about him in an almost unnatural way in the comedy world, because he was just iconic. And he was just associated with being brilliant.
Oh, he's like the Carlin. He's going to be one of those timeless acts. Yes.
So it's like if you go from those types of conversations about you and your name, every time your name is said, it's like people are like, well, that guy's really something else. I mean, his comedy is, people are talking about your jokes as if you're talking about poetry, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then to be torn down, thoroughly torn down and discredited. Yeah. Oh, a couple other perverts. Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin.
That's true.
Elvis Presley was shtupping Priscilla.
She was like 15.
15. Yeah. So we have a long, rich history of pedophiles, perverts, and rapists who are beloved.
That's true.
By the public.
That's true.
Beloved. Doesn't fucking matter.
Woo! Yeah. God.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I'm not into big women, big tits.
Good Lord. What is happening in this world?
I don't know.
We are in the upside down. This last couple years has just been bonkers, right?
It's been nuts, yeah.
It's a great time to be a comedian, though, that's for sure.
Fuck, man. Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see where this storyline goes.
I'm fascinated.
And I'm kind of fascinated if this makes him go like, takes a break.
No.
Let's
put bets on it right now. All right, do you think he's that clueless and oblivious and checked out that he's going to persist?
Or
does he have the self-awareness to go, I better take a step back?
He accepted that he was going to take his lumps when it started. like he knew whatever time I come back, there's going to be some backlash. So it's like, just go with it. So I think
he's going to persevere.
I think he's going to go, I knew this part was going to happen. Just stay in it so that it kind of, you know what I mean?
Stay the course.
So that the initial blowback is the worst part. And then just you keep doing
your spot. He's going to Trump his way through it.
I think so. And I think it'll be interesting to see how, you know, reactions go with the clubs. Because you need a platform to do stand-up.
Yes, you do.
You need a venue. So obviously a couple clubs just let them do those pop-ins. Will the other New York clubs go through? Or are some of them going to be like, fuck no? It's just interesting to see how it is. And what I brought up, whether or not you announce or surprise people with it, I think is a big, big difference.
I say announce, guys.
I think you should announce.
I mean, give the audience, and I agree with you too, let the market dictate. That's what we're all about in this country.
Oh, yeah.
You let the market tell you whether or not it's working.
Yeah.
But man, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be interested to see it only if he talks about the truth.
Yeah.
Only if he addresses it. I'm not interested in hearing about, you know, the stuff he was talking about before. Now, all I want to know about is, what's life been like for you the last 9 months? It must have been fucking horrendous. And there's a way to make that funny. You talk about the lows of being a pariah. Many people don't get to experience that. That's pretty fucking fascinating, right?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, who's on board with him? Definitely not Hannah Gatsby. She's got a lot more to say on this.
She's got work cut out for her.
She's got another hour right now. Bitch is on writing. Frantically writing.
She made that... She did an interview where she said, if Louis comes back, my work is not done.
That's what I'm saying. Hannah's at home writing right now.
Yep.
She got her whole hour just written.
Right now. She'd be great to be having that seat right now for this discussion.
Where does she live? She's Australian. We got to get her in here.
I feel like she was in New York for a while. She might be in New York right now.
Wouldn't that be great if they were on the same lineup?
Oh, my God. That would be unbelievable.
She's like, her head just explodes.
She saw him backstage and he just came out and was like, the biggest piece of shit ever is backstage. I would just be ear to ear smiles at that show.
Like, Nanette's head explodes. Oh my God.
If she was just like, just straight
so
up, was
up.
Like, this fucking cunt is backstage.
So mad.
Just shit on everybody there. Oh man.
Yeah. You know, the world is changing. And by the way, that is Donald Trump's method. Whenever some huge shit breaks, like the Stormy Daniels and this last one, what's the guy, Cohen?
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't give a shit. Fake news, fuckers. Let's go. Wow, that was brazen. Like,
yeah, he's got his own system.
I don't give a fuck.
And then he just attacks whoever.
Yeah.
He's like Cohen was his lawyer, his personal lawyer and fixer for years. Yeah. And then he tweeted out, if you need a lawyer, I would not hire Michael Cohen. He's terrible. It's like, that was your lawyer. What are you talking about? Yeah. He's just like, he sucks.
Yeah. Whenever someone gets turned out of his thing, they're a piece of shit. Like Omarosa, too. Yeah. I don't know who to hire that piece of shit. Like, you did.
Yeah.
You did. Weirdo.
Weirdo.
Strange. Very fucking crazy. Yeah, I'm excited to see what his next move is. I'm guessing more obliviousness.
Yeah.
More entitlement. What? People are mad at me? Moving along. You guys ever notice how...
You know how we talked about how much we hate people that speak on speakerphone in public?
Yes.
This guy wrote in, hey, Water Champ, I found another level of obnoxious public behavior, and this also makes me crazy. Similar to the talking on speakerphone, this guy in this video attached decided to double park between two spaces.
Ah.
With half his car into the lane on, and his lights on. So that he could do his scratch-off tickets for 15 minutes while he waited for his buddy to run into the store. Instead of, you know, parking like a human being. can't wait to see you in Philly. Bert's new special is good, but he's still fat. Piss on me and beat me. I'm a hot white cum.
I'm a hot white trash cum dump. What does he say after that?
True.
What was he? He goes, I'm a hot white trash cum dump.
Let's fuck.
Let's fuck.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hot.
Yep, new level of asshole here. Double park, two spots with his lights still on while waiting for his buddy to go into the grocery store. And he was just doing scratch offs. Mind you, he's like half parked in the spot. They're still sitting there. The guy just got in the car.
Bro.
Yeah, double parked in the grocery store. So no one can pull through and no one can park in either one of these spots. No one can really even go in this lane right now because he's still like half out.
Total asshole.
Oh my God.
Parking space, so.
It's total asshole.
This guy gets a bullet. What do you think?
Oh, two to the head for sure.
Yeah.
This, somebody.
In front of his family too.
Somebody
his dog.
Emailed this, which is unbelievable. It says, hola mommies, to take the cake during my sister's burial, my grandmother answered her phone. As my family was standing around the gravesite crying. This was, as you could imagine, disturbing. But what really upset my family was when she loudly said, yeah, They are putting her in the ground now. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Love the sissy of Maryland.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is so fucking funny that and terrible.
That should be a scene in a movie.
Oh, my God. Answering the phone at her, I guess, granddaughter's funeral.
It's crazy.
Being like, yeah, they're putting her in the ground right now. God.
Ah, human beings.
Again, oblivious as
doomed.
Shit.
Yeah, we're doomed. Ugh.
You know, we've been talking about it for the listeners. We're coming up on 10 years of marriage.
Oh, I thought you meant the show. I was like, really?
Yeah.
You and I have been married for 10 years almost?
Mm-hmm. We've been doing the show. It's going to be 9 years pretty soon, I think.
That's crazy, Tom. Yeah. It's amazing how we've evolved this show. It started out as farts and mentally ill people.
I know. Anyways, there's, you know, you're always thinking, like, what can I do to keep this spice alive? What can I do to keep it going?
Oh, boy.
And then you start thinking of, you know, I want to do something special for the 10-year anniversary. Okay. Something for you, something that makes you happy and excited. So I found what would be like a seminar of types that we could go to and just see if you like it. You'd have to check out.
I have a feeling.
Making sound together is one of the natural ways to have intimacy, to build community, to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and there's a continuum of it where, you know, there's a really, really casual way, like the most casual way, V and I were just going blah, blah, and, you know, we'd just start playing.
Just like vocal.
Yeah, I got it.
Intimate improv.
And all the way up to what Debbie does, you know, teaching teaching a structure and lots and lots of tools. And there's a lot of education to be had.
So I totally love vocal improv because you're trusting the moment. It's whatever wants to come out right here now.
This is where I was going to take us to.
Just really, really believing that what is going to come out is going to be okay.
I'm going to file for divorce if you do this. Oh, my God.
This is pretty cool. You want to go?
I'd rather blow my brains. I'd rather watch Lisa K. jerk off all day, every day.
Crazy crossed up, Christian.
It's a cool necklace, huh? You want me to get you that necklace for...
You don't have to remember what's going to happen?
No.
That makes a lot of sense. That's cool.
It gives a different relationship with the future.
Certainly
and
does.
The present.
You know what this really teaches me? The world is fascinating with how many different types of people there are.
You mean dumb ones?
Yeah, but I also just mean, wow, like, it's good that these people found each other as a group.
Yeah, I know. There's you that know? Positive spin. And then the other one.
I hate them. I'm saying that.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I just can't believe they also exist in the same world I live in.
Yeah.
You know?
These are the people that you pass in Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
This guy's at Ralph's right now with his fucking dumb necklace.
There's a way that, you know, there's a chance you could start a small conversation with this guy. Like, hey, is this that peanut butter that has the natural oils? And he's like, yeah. And then he goes, have you ever tried a vocal improv? And you're like, what? He's like, you know, I have a group.
Let me tell you about it. Yeah. Oh, and no. Like, oh, shit.
I don't. He's like, just give it a shot.
No,
but and you're like,
no,
I don't think that's for me.
No.
I think,
This is the worst. This is worse
scatting?
Than the guy. This is worse than scatting.
Is it worse than the...
I was just thinking about that.
The boner?
Now, that guy's got
hand boning.
A little more skill.
A little more? That guy's got a lot more skill.
And who's got the most skill is a stay in the line guy.
Stay in the line. Stay united, stay united, stay united, stay united. Yeah.
This is... Do you know what this is? I need attention. I need so much attention. I'm going to... inflict this horse shit onto another group of people.
It is that.
Who need so much attention.
You know what else it is? I don't have a real skill or talent for music, but you'll let me feel like I do in this thing. Can you sing? Oh. No. Do you want to act like you can sing?
Do you know what this reminds me of? You used to have a bit where you talk about how toddlers tell you stories.
Oh, yeah.
This is akin to like, and it's Scooby-Doo, and the world, and you're like, nobody want. Okay, that was cute.
This is horrible.
Here's their, you want to see their plug?
So, hey guys.
Hey.
You want to sing together sometime?
Yeah.
Again together sometime real soon.
Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum.
This is kind of how you do it, though.
Medicine truck coming to a space near you soon.
Near you, near
or maybe later because we're kind of tired now.
How can they listen to each other do it? That's the part I don't understand.
I don't know. This reminds me of when you sign up for an improv comedy troupe.
Yes, 100%.
And right, you know, if you're usually the comics, like the stand-ups, end up going like, oh, this shit's not for me.
Tapped out.
Yeah, I can't really do this. This is real cringy.
No, I know, because I did like a couple of improv and I was like, I'm out. This is not for me, bro. This is not funny. Like, this doesn't feel good.
No, it feels wrong.
Stupid.
I feel like I'm going to be embarrassed.
But I mean, they all want attention individually. I'm saying, like, how can they have the patience to listen to everyone else's bullshit?
I don't know. You have to learn how to listen. You know?
Oh,
I mean,
that.
Can you really listen or no?
You know, what do you got? Can I go with that? Can I really listen?
Oh,
and
shit, you asshole.
What others are bringing. So we're weaving our sounds together in the moment, and it's absolutely just soul satisfying.
Oof.
Yeah, that's I have to agree on that. For me, it's embracing that vulnerability.
There you go.
Of not
it's like acting class.
I don't like that.
Saying,
I don't
right
like vulnerability.
Now, we're gonna do this. And then being able to do it with others is definitely a... coming togetherness of vocal and spirit and mind and body.
That sounds like fun. Like, I like that.
You like his pitch.
Well, I like the idea of all that, but that doesn't feel like that's going to get me there. Do you know what else would make my asshole pucker?
What?
A drum circle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like similar.
I've seen those live a few times.
I've been invited to a few and I was like, no, thanks. I think I know myself.
I'm surprised you didn't go. It's usually Spanish guys are
it was a Puerto Rican guy that invited me. How'd you know?
Of course I know my people.
I know. He's married, but he big Puerto Rican guy. And he goes,
another fucking married guy for you.
And he goes, come over on Sunday. We're doing our drum circle. You're really going to like it. And I go, what's a drum circle? I kind of knew of them in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he's like, we just get high and drunk, whatever, and you just bang on the bongo. And I go, I don't play the...
When was this?
This is a million years. I was 24.
Oh, boy.
Now, I found out later, surprise, he and his wife were swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you come over the drum circle.
That fucking chorizo would have come out at some point.
Yeah, just come over. You're inviting the 24-year-old.
Who's your other married spic friend? You have like, you're like, oh, he's Spanish and he's married. But I mean, I just talk to him on Facebook sometimes.
No, I don't talk to him on Facebook.
You had this story a few weeks ago.
I said, we all went to college together. So occasionally, I'm talking once every few years.
This guy
years.
Or a different guy?
No, this guy's a grown man. This was an adult person when I was 24. The other guy, we all went to college together. And I'm saying it. Every 1 to 4 years, there's an update about...
Uy, ¿cómo estás? ¿Estás bien? ¿Cómo está la polla? more Seagal FGTRTD artwork coming in. This one's by Jake.
That's really... What's the carrot about?
Oh, you haven't ever seen that?
No.
Oh, he was in, like... Ukraine or
so fucking
Belarus
fat.
Or something, and the president handed him a carrot, and he was like, thanks. He starts eating the carrot. You never seen that?
No, it must have been like a cultural, like in Belarus, it's a symbol of fertility.
Yeah,
something
like that. Yeah. He just starts eating his carrot. Okay. It's a very popular meme. Pretty good stuff there.
Oh, wait, can I give you my update?
Yeah.
On the discussion we had about Forrest Gump and Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like this. This
Jenna.
Was...
Jen... Jenna.
I like a bit of time. Yeah.
So a couple episodes back, we had a discussion on whether or not it's ethical to make love to, what are they called? Developmentally challenged person? Tom?
What about them?
What are they called? Developmentally challenged? I mean, what's the PC? What are we supposed to call them?
Yeah. Okay. Developmentally,
I don't want to ruffle feathers by not using the right PC term.
Certainly. This is not a feather ruffling type of show, so I would hope that you would respect the feathers.
So it was whether or not it's okay to, if they're really attractive, to have sexual relations with somebody of diminished mental capacity. And we came to the conclusion that no, it was not, because Forrest Gump actually is a movie. The whole premise is that Jenny
has sex with Forrest, and that's really not ethical. It's not cool. And it ended up being one of the most beloved movies. So Steph to Death on Twitter, at Steph to Death, writes, to add to the Forrest Gump / Jenny conversation, as much as I love the film, if the gender roles, we don't like talking about gender on this show.
We certainly don't.
I resent that. Triggered. If the gender roles were reversed and it was a guy coming back and taking advantage of a mentally challenged girl, it would be a much different movie. True that.
100%.
It would be a totally different. That's just a porno.
I also read one really well-written assessment breakdown of the film that that I don't have with me, about how she was horribly traumatized, which I didn't remember.
Oh, she was abused by her father.
Yeah.
So, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, she's basically, you know, a broken person.
Ah, yes, she is. And she was traveling around as a hippie, doing drugs, trying to find her way in the world, which gives you permission to have sex.
Get AIDS.
With, yes, a developmentally disabled person and get AIDS. So it's all excusable, right?
It's all nice. Mm-hmm. Somebody else wrote in, Mommy Jeans, while talking about Tom's Starbucks experience, only mentioned one LJ, Little Jeans, that she waited in the truck with. This begs the question, did she actually give birth to a second LJ, or did she really just have a huge dump?
Oh, you guys think it's a conspiracy that there's no tiny baby around here?
They want to know.
Hey, man, these tits are feeding it. Well, we just didn't take the newborn out that day.
Yeah.
We left the newborn in a crate, right, Tom?
Left it in the crate, yep.
Some water and some food, and then... No, and, the newborn was at home.
Some other FTTRTD submissions. Forget girl, troubles rim the dudes. Four GT rally truck drivers.
Yeah.
Fun gun tricks rallies the Democrats.
Yeah.
Finding God's teachings replaces the demons.
that might be my favorite one. Wait. Finding God's
teachings replaces the demons. Failing God's teachings replenishes the devil. Fabulous golden tweens resist their DNA. For good times, remember to dance. Those are
all of these are. And here's the thing about FGTRTD is that it's open to interpretation.
That's really the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah.
That's really
there's no one definition of it. It's just, it's all these things, guys.
Okay.
FGTRTD.
yeah, pretty good.
Good. What else you got?
I'm sorry, I was just, those were all of those.
You were just mesmerized by your thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of was.
Salmon with a heart out. Oh, my back hurts. When are you going to give me a back massage? Hey, speaking of our 10th band of Smurfany, we do have to celebrate it.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Just fart real big? Oh my God, I forgot.
What?
Oh man.
What?
I totally got distracted. This this guy was in the news. The security guard.
Yes.
And he got fired.
Yes.
So you get the point.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of
fired.
Absolutely.
He got fired. And I'm trying to see if I can actually get him on the phone. Do you want to see if we can?
I would love to speak to him because this man is the people's hero.
Yeah.
He really is doing the Lord's work here for us.
He really is. I forgot that I said I would. Let me press pause real quick and try.
Press
to do
pause.
This.
I'll go peachy while you do that.
Okay. I'm just going to do this. And we are back, and the clip you just saw, of course, was from the actual footage that was recorded by and released by one Paul Flart, the security guard who, in my opinion, was unjustly fired from his job for simply singing a different way. He just, you made... funny, in my opinion, just short 30-second clips of yourself at work farting. And did it start out of boredom? I mean, is that, you know, were you just like when you first started doing it?
So first off, your video froze for me. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I see that.
That's
sorry.
That's not a big deal though. But yeah, I mean, it just started off just the acoustics in the hospital lobby. Right. You know, I let one rip one day, you know, didn't want to hold it in any longer. And, the acoustics just, you know, gave it this life, this, you know, this volume. And so the next time it had happened, I sent a video to my group chat and they loved it, you know, just some guys from home and another guy that was down here. And, you know, they loved it. So after a couple of times, they were just like, you need to share this to the world. You know, people need to see this. So after some brainstorming and stuff like that, we came up with, you know, the Paul Flart moniker, you know, which was just fantastic. And I'm a security guard. I got the haircut. I got the mustache, fat, you know, all the key things. And so we just, you know, boom, went with that. I started posting the videos right to the Instagram. It's been about 6 months
doing that. So you're doing that. Are you doing pretty much videos daily, I'm guessing?
I tried to do one every day. I really wish that I could fart on command and just, you know, have that going
for me.
So do we.
And how did you prepare for your daily farts? Did you have a diet?
Well, it was just, no, I just, you know, I'm fat. I eat food. I eat a lot of food. I love food. Like, food is my thing. I love to cook. I love to go out and eat food, you know, all that. So I would just hope that, you know, the amalgam of crap that I ate would produce, you know, the fart factory.
By the way, it was not lost on us that you had a wide range of farts. I mean, you had little squeakers and big bulkers, and you had engine revs, and you had, I mean, you really are an artist.
A talent.
Yeah. A fartist.
A fartist.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, we definitely enjoyed it. So you're doing this for a while. It's harmless fun is what it seems like. So how, like, everything came in the news like a week ago. Is that when the employers took notice? Like, somebody took notice? So this went on for like 6 months without them anything.
With nothing. Nobody knew. Nobody saw it, heard it, smelt it, anything. It was just, you know, me doing my thing until it got picked up by, I think, Barstool Sports on Instagram. And then, you know, last Sunday night, and my Instagram just blew up. I went from 500 followers Sunday night to 5,000 by like midnight that night.
Yeah, you're going to have some more. You're going to have some more.
Brace yourself.
So I also watched, we haven't played it on our show yet, but I watched the footage of you getting fired, which was amazing to see that take place. Because that guy, it was funny, like, your superior is like, turn that off. You're like, I'm not filming you. And he's like, and you actually go like, are you firing me? And he's like, yeah. And you're like, okay, then I'll just keep this rolling.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. What, are you going to fire me again?
Now, can I ask you, is there a Mrs. Flart in your life?
There is not a Mrs. Flart, no, ma'am.
Well, maybe after this airs, you might find your spirit.
I've been getting hit up by people saying, I don't know why, but this is sexy as hell. And, like, they try to talk to me on Instagram. <you know?
laughs> Yeah.
That is there something. Yeah. So, of course, what everybody, you know, obviously, I created a petition to have a statue of you erected in D.C. I'm hoping that tonight when I do Conan, they let me talk about it. In the pre-interview, they said yes. And you can't always dictate how those things go, but hopefully that will get on the air. But what everyone also wants to know is, like, you know, the simple fact of it all is you were a guy with a job who lost his job. What's going to happen now for you? Are you going to pursue this lane as this great farter? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, keeping the content going is number one for me.
Yeah. Good.
Just try to keep, people love it. Why not keep giving them what they love, regardless of anything else, money or whatnot. Yep. That content needs to keep going. I've got the Patreon set up, which I'm still not 100% on how all that works and how to use that accurately and efficiently. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were afraid to use Patreon. A lot of my followers, they never heard of it, never saw it. It was confusing. So they were like, put up a GoFundMe. But I didn't want to beg for money. And I feel like GoFundMe is more of like, just throw your money at me. You know, whatever happens, happens. Where Patreon's like on creation based stuff.
Sure.
So I set it up. People are donating. So that's something. But, you know, we're going to keep Paul Flart on vacation. It's coming up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, you know, throw on a Hawaiian shirt, travel around to well-known places and just, you know, let them rip all over.
Oh, that's a great idea. Great. And have you thought of a website maybe?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a website going?
I don't have a website.
You got to lock down that URL, dude.
Yeah, man. It's probably already locked down. The internet, you know, as you guys know, is a crazy, crazy
it is.
Place.
But have you checked? You got to go check.
Yeah, it's paulflart.com is definitely taken already. I could probably get that from whoever owns it, though.
Maybe. Or just take of a variation, you know?
Yeah, you know, the Fart Authority or something.
Oh, that's a good one.
good.
So I'm flying out to LA next week to do a TV show. Not next week, Thursday, actually. Yeah. Man, so quick. And I can't really talk about what that is yet, but, you know, so things are in motion.
That's great.
You know, we're trying to get shirts and all merch and stuff like that just out.
That's great.
Let me tell you, Paul, we love your accessibility because there is another fart person in the frequency that we play on the show, and he's very reluctant to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, if you've never looked up King Ass Ripper, he is...
I've heard, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's... He is your brother from another mother, man. And very impressive work, but he's not media savvy.
He's not accessible.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be.
You're like the people's farter.
Yeah, that's right. The people's farter.
For like the people.
Yeah. He's kind of elusive and...
Yeah, mysterious.
Yeah.
Just
Probably because he didn't want to lose his job, you know?
I don't know.
I would be so surprised if he had a job. This guy does not seem employable.
No.
No, but we're big fans, man. And, you know, we wish you nothing but the best. So, you know, if you get that site going, you tell us about it. We'll plug it. Hopefully we'll get a lot more signatures on the petition to the statue that you deserve. And your Patreon, if people want to know, is it just like at Paul Flart/Patreon?
Yeah, everything's Patreon/Paul Flart, GoFundMe/Paul Flart, Facebook, Instagram, all/Paul Flart.
Great. I think our audience is really going to dig you and what you're doing.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Good luck. Keep those farts coming.
Yeah. And keep us.
They will.
Keep us posted on what you end up doing. You know, if this travel thing goes or whatever, we'd be more than happy to plug it on our show.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, guys. See you.
All right. Bye.
Wow. What a real talent. You know, if anything, your mom's house has broken so many talented people.
Oh, I know.
Rappers, farters,
you
gluttons.
Think about, you know, Crazy Lokes.
Yeah.
Then there was the guy that likes smelling farts. We had him on.
Mm-hmm. Machines Within.
Machines Within. Great singer, talented rapper. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I forgot that guy, Beef Cream Farts.
That's right.
And we started his career in porn. We hooked him up
with porn people.
Yeah.
We also,
Beautiful Guppies. Yeah.
Try It Out Guy.
The Try It Out Guy became famous on the show.
Made you into actors. You guys doing your own monologues, interpretations of it.
We have graced Hi Mommy Thanks Jeans into many a drive through.
And now Paul Flart.
Well,
I got to say, I really like his person. He wasn't above it. He wasn't too cool. He was like, it is what it is. I'm going to keep doing it. I think it's great.
And I think he can have a very lucrative social media career.
Yeah.
I think that this is a lane that a lot of people like and enjoy his talent. And why not? Why not go to his Patreon and help him out? And, you know, why not? People do it for just being good looking, right? Like that Cameron Dallas kid.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've ended up on an Instagram and you're like, you've never heard of the person's name.
No.
And it's like 5.6 million followers.
Yeah.
For what? They're hot. They're in a bikini. They're shirtless flexing. They have great bodies. Like, okay. So they have great bodies. Yeah. This guy has a great talent.
What about great farters?
Yeah. What about him? Why doesn't he deserve? And then see, someone will be like, well, yeah, but I mean that hot chick, you know, she's super hot. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
But that's her God-given innate talent, and this is this guy's God-given innate talent.
Let him
talent.
Run with it. Yeah. What is more American
than
Paul Flart's quest?
I agree. It's capitalism at its finest.
I think it's great.
The market demands him. Well, good for him. You know, getting fired from that job might be the best thing that ever happened to him, because now he's going to go into this lane.
That's true.
Yeah, good it's for him. True. I like how he's like, I'm just fat and I just eat a lot.
That's so great. That's the best. The Make It Come guy has another message.
Nope, no thanks.
Hold on.
Oh, I hate him so much.
Hello out there.
No teeth
today. I'm tired of white women. They just break my heart. I'm a good man. Work. A
couple things that are really going well in
sure.
This.
Let's go.
All right, let's start. The television is not only on, but it's on full volume while you record a video message to post to share with people that you want to listen to you.
But Anderson Cooper today, not Rachel Maddow.
It's very interesting.
Different choice.
He's listening to some very liberal media. Took the teeth out. It's also a choice, but he shaved. So it's like, what do you like? What do you not like? Framed up real tight. and starting with, I'm tired of white women. So it's kind of a...
Oh.
Yeah, it's a kind of a...
I'm triggered already.
I mean...
I'm offended.
Let's see what...
I gotta write this guy an email.
What I'll make it come's gonna say right here.
Hello out there. I'm tired of white women. They just break my heart. I'm a good man. Yep. Work hard. Try to do good by everybody, like the Bible says.
Bible says.
I don't think these people exist, but maybe y'all get me a morphodot. A beautiful woman with a little pecker. I don't think they really are out there.
What?
Yeah.
A beautiful woman with
a little pecker.
A little pecker. The plot thickens.
That plot really thickens.
Huh?
A beautiful woman with a little pecker?
Maybe I'll get me a morphodite. A beautiful woman.
Oh, maybe I'll get me a hermaphrodite.
Okay.
That's what he said there. See,
is that what he wants?
So that's why he's saying there's no women left. Maybe I'll get a hermaphrodite.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll get me a morphodite.
A morphodite?
A beautiful woman with a little pecker. I don't think they really are out there.
I think he's trying to ease his way into feeling comfortable with a transsexual.
Oh, maybe, or he's trying to be funny, and it's just...
Maybe.
Or I still don't understand the choice to not put your teeth in for a video that goes on the internet.
That's soliciting love?
Yeah.
Don't care about race.
That's good.
Maybe an Asian woman, or a Russian, or maybe a black woman. White women. Just break your heart.
Okay.
Well, the skinny ones just lay there during bed when you're making love. Black women, they know how to do it. I even made love to a midget one time, and she wore my butt out. So I'm just out here looking. God bless. Have a good night.
Ugh, I still can't get past the decision to not put your teeth in. And maybe, I mean, and maybe I'm vain.
Yeah.
But even just leaving... Or just around the house. I got to tell you, I can't imagine walking around without teeth.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
How do you get that way?
I don't know.
Like, your level of not giving a fuck is pretty high, dude.
Yeah.
No teeth, bro.
No teeth is serious.
And then to be like, I'm sick of white women. I want to... I'm demanding shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He nasty as hell.
Yeah. It's really something.
Is it true skinny women don't do anything, and the black women are like this and all that?
I don't know. This is not my world. This is this man's interesting world.
Okay. If anyone has any ideas for our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
I even made love to a midget.
That was nice.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to call them that anymore.
I don't think so. Oh, you were saying that you Stay United is like your favorite guy.
He is really talented.
This time, he's doing a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, cool.
You know what song it is? Here we go.
Ding, 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 ding. In this team, I know. In this season, my delight.
Yes.
In this situation, you will like.
I don't know which one it is to you.
You both want people back. In this situation, my delight. In this situation, you will like. Do 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 do.
I don't know what song that is, do you?
I don't know, but I think those people were amused and terrified at the same time. People in the car were like, because he's fully in their car, like, yes. Leaned in.
Yeah.
And his mouth's all open, and his four teeth are out, and they're like,
Stay United, Stay United, Stay United, Stay United,
Stay United, Stay United. Yeah.
I don't know what song that. If you guys know what that was, please let us know. Are
pretty
you sure
good.
It's Michael Jackson?
That's what it said. I don't know. I don't know, actually. I really don't know.
I don't like them laughing at him.
No, I know.
It makes me upset because he's my guy.
I know, of course.
Yeah, don't laugh at my guy like that.
Don't
like, I
like
get that.
That
he's funny. It is funny. Yeah. I feel like I'm protective of him.
Of course, that's your guy now.
Yeah, he's my dude. Don't fucking laugh at him, dude. What can you do?
Holy shit! Let's just make a big nuggets in my hand. I don't want to hear it.
It's 10:30 a.m. We don't serve chicken McNuggets at this time.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because we don't.
This is fantastic.
What?
Did you just hiss at me?
Oh, the world just fucking hiss at you.
Hey, get your scummy ass out of the car. What's going on over there?
Don't you fucking run away from me, you bad
move. Damn.
God.
Oh, maybe it's my ultimate.
No. I'm going to go amphetamine.
Drugs are there. Everyone's on drugs, Gene.
Mental. Everybody's on drugs. That's my father used to say. Everybody's on drugs. Everybody's fucking stupid.
That's a good drive-through. Do you know, did you hear about the...
She's going to turn into her ultimate form?
No. The lady that was working the drive-through that left her microphone on?
No.
So when the guy pulls up, he just hears her having a conversation.
She told me before I even made it to the clock, that I'm here for cleaning. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I took my ass right back home. No, if I'm going to clean on my day off, I'm going to clean at home. And it was hotter than a motherfucker in here, dude. I'm like, I'm not cleaning in this. She's got me fucked up. I took my ass right back up out of here. I didn't even listen to nobody. I just walked out. No, I know.
So great.
But fantastic. I do want to, I'll tell you when you come back into work, let me get this order about Brittany. Man, she's a joke. Okay, so I loaned her $20, right? That week after she couldn't pay her phone bill, remember we were discussing that? No, I just let her borrow $20. She had already paid her phone bill. Girl, I had to ask her twice for it back. Then finally yesterday, she gives me $10 of it, right?
It's great.
And then says, oh, hey, I got weed for sale. I'll give you a front. I'm like, bitch, you can't afford to give fronts. You owe people money.
This is
so great. I would love to hear this.
I know. I mean, this dude had the right idea.
Hell yeah. You know, I remember when people started... But the cameras came on cell phones, yeah. And everybody was panicked. Like, what's the world going to be like when you can record anything? Like, it got pretty fucking awesome, actually.
It did.
Like, the videos like this exist.
This is the greatest thing
ever.
Yeah,
I like this.
Because this guy telling you about this, nothing.
Not the same.
Yeah, which I almost said to her, okay, give me a 10 bag of weed. But then I'm like, no, let me just see if she'll actually give me the damn cash, you know? I don't know. She had some slow-looking dude in the car with her yesterday. Yeah. He don't look like he's all there in the head. Whoa. Shit. I apologize for the wait. How can I help you?
Yeah, let me get your 2-for-4, one sausage egg McMuffin, and one bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, please.
She got fired.
No, yeah. Too bad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck. Sucks.
I would have kept her on.
Of course. We'll be better than having that lady represent the company. Earlier, I was going to show you this footage of your dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see. I haven't talked to him in a while.
The best methamphetamine producer that they have anywhere in this part of the Bible Belt. Uh-huh. I would have 255-gallon drums, and I would pull a lawn chair in the middle, and I would stack Budweiser this high, and I would have two titty dancers dancing on this table, stripping yeah. And having a good time. And I would start drinking beer.
Okay.
And the mixture would be in here ready to go, except for the aluminum. And I would drink the beer and drop one aluminum can in this side and one in this side and continue until the bubbles started jumping out of the can and started tearing the skin off of you.
Pretty good stuff. How come you don't talk to him?
My dad participates in things I don't want him to participate in like this.
One day I had this girl bend over the toolbox in the back of a pickup, and she was screaming, more, baby, more, maybe more. We passed by this buffalo. He had a dong about this long, nearly hanging to the ground. I screamed at him. I said, hey, how about some help over here? She wants more. She looked over at the buffalo, and she said, oh, I'd never leave you if you had that. I said, damn.
It's a good story. It's a good story. Mm-hmm. Do you like him?
So wrong. This is what's wrong with our country.
This guy?
I'm going to get my knife, and everybody gets within knife distance, gets stabbed.
Okay.
Anybody.
Stay away from me. I want to die of old age. At age 89, I'm going to be chased out of the bedroom of an 18-year-old jealous husband, and I'm going to trip over a fence made out of crank into the street and get hit by a Budweiser truck going 80 miles an hour. That's my idea going out.
It's pretty creative, actually.
It's not bad. He's thought about it.
Yeah, I never would have thought
I don't
that.
Think that was in the moment. I think he's like, this is my real fantasy.
Yeah, his jam. Well, yeah. Good for him.
Pretty good stuff.
Huh. Okay, would you rather French kiss and you got a French? That guy?
God damn it.
Or the Stay United guy?
Oof. Yeah. I like Stay United so much more.
His mouth probably smells worse than the meth guy.
I don't know. Well, because he's got mouth rot too.
Yeah, but Stay United, he's been drinking in the sun all day, beer, like hot beer breath.
I don't think the meth master brushes his teeth in prison.
No, of course not. But he doesn't drink beer all day in the hot sun. The beer breath is really what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And the rot. You got to pick one. Stay United.
I think I'm still going to Stay United. Because meth guy's just, he's real nasty.
He's really nasty.
And he's violent, you know?
Yeah, that too.
Like, the meth master might be like, all right, let's do it. And then he just fucking shanks you.
Stabbing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody said they made a Studio G parody or something.
Oh, cool.
Well, I guess it's official. I'm taking a shit. Really wasn't sure about this at the start, but a friend of mine said something to me that made all kinds of sense. She said, think about it as a conversation between the food and your digestive system. I like that. And as I'm finding on my own, it's tearing up the walls between my ass and the sewer, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's lives, or in this case, the restroom. When I think about the kind of shits I want to take, I want to take big shits, smooth shits. But most of the shits I'm going to take are just rough shits like this. This is just who I am. So if this is like an ass conversation, I say let the ass conversation begin.
Wow. Bravo, sir.
Good job.
Good work.
That was really good.
Wow.
Just a reminder in case anybody doesn't.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. Then a friend of mine said so something creepy. That just made all kinds of sense.
So creepy.
She said, think of it more as a conversation.
Oh, my okay. God.
All right. I can only take
so much. He's so damn creepy. You know, we haven't watched that in a while.
I know.
I forgot how
I like that.
Creepy he is. Let the conversation begin.
Yeah.
He is so weird.
How do you feel about public kinks and stuff?
What?
Public kinkiness.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're talking to the most normal, boring person sexually.
Do you feel like he's too weird for you, though, Garth?
Who?
Garth?
I think he's got demons that are darker than anything you and I could ever muster or imagine. I think that guy is so fucked up inside. He's got all kinds of shit howling in his...
I really like that.
Yeah, he's fucked up, man.
Nobody
he's
talks
like
that.
Cosby fucked up.
You think so?
Yeah. He's a rapist.
When you're super famous, you know, it's... I think it's so unnatural.
No, I know. And this good guy persona, that's always the kiss of death, you know?
Yeah.
It's the preacher that is preaching against gays, and then he's blowing dudes in bathroom stalls. It's like, I'm perfect. Like, no, you're not.
It's cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff. Ugh.
I just don't trust anybody that doesn't have a
makes
bad
me
day.
Shiver every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time. Yeah. Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff. Ugh. Just what made you think to say that?
He's trying to be perfect. He's trying to be awesome. He's trying to not be weird.
Yeah.
He's goddamn weird inside.
He's goddamn. You think this is weird?
He a kid, yeah. Bro, what you doing?
So he was eating her foot. So for people who can't see, this guy was at a stoplight and like chowing on his wife's foot.
Yeah, or some lady in his car.
Some lady. He's like eating it like it's a cheeseburger.
Though. Yeah, he's
chomping on
look,
that.
Look, he's like,
rom, rom, and she's on her iPhone just like, anyways.
I don't know if she's recording it or actually looking at something, you know?
Yeah, she might be trying to tune out what's happening to her.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just saying like this, do you need it like, you need it at the stoplight?
Yeah, sure, in daylight.
You know what I mean? Like, to be like, all right, we got 8 seconds. Ready?
And why is he jerking it? Like, he's stroking it like it's a hog. I think his method is a little...
I'm trying to see if she's on her... she's recording it. I don't think she's recording.
No, I think she's checking her Facebook. She's like, oh, fuck, this fucking Fred in the foot thing again at the stoplight.
At the stoplight. It's my favorite part.
Yeah, she's like, God damn it, all right.
There's just not that much time,
get
man.
It over with. And he's two-handing it, too, so he's like...
Yeah, he's shoving it all the way in there. And then, look at him. He's like, oh, oh, la, 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 la. And she's like, bro, what you doing?
What you doing?
And look
homie?
At their reaction. It's she's very, like, they're she's, just like,
yeah. Mm.
What you doing,
this
homie?
This is like a work van, right?
I'm taking a shit, homie. He's like the trash collector. He's like the city. Oh, no, it's like a van.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, what you doing?
Yeah.
It's the best when someone calls someone out like that.
Are you down with that at the stoplight?
I don't know about the stop. Like, you know, handle your business behind closed doors, y'all.
Yeah.
It's like we were talking about people that have to fucking come out to their family about what makes their dick hard.
I'm Polly and I'm bi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, you want to know what makes me come? Mom, dad.
Mom, God. Dad, I got to tell you that what makes me come. I got to tell you now.
I'm proud to have come out as polyamorous, and now I'm excited to share that I'm bisexual.
Why do you have to share?
Why?
I don't know why he has to share it with his family. Like,
I'm going to fluid bond with Jesse.
You're going to tell your parents about it?
Yeah, let me ruin Thanksgiving by telling my parents I'm bisexual.
This guy's definitely ruining stoplights for some people. You know.
The problem is, in our culture, there's no fucking sense of shame anymore. You know, there's no sense of public versus private life, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People always did this crazy shit. They just knew to keep it behind closed doors, man.
It's true.
Now everybody's got cameras. They can video you being a fucking jackass.
It's true. The shame is back.
Oh, that's true. That's a good part.
Let's bring shame back.
I want to bring it back just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is there anything else,
Gene? What you doing?
What you doing? Bro, what you doing?
It's always that voice that calls out somebody. Yeah, I know.
I like you in their car. They're like, roll the window down. They're excited to say it, you know?
Hey, homie.
So funny.
What a fucking...
Anything else, Gene?
It was a real kiss.
It was a real kiss.
No, I'm good. I really feel depraved now. I feel like that was an especially depraved episode.
This one?
Yeah, we covered so much weird shit.
There was. I love it.
Toothless guy, staying alive guy, the new jam, farter, Paul Fart.
It's pretty great.
This was an episode for the vault. Like, this is a good one.
Yeah, we covered it all, man.
Okay.
Here's a song to go out on. It's called Tom Upsetting His Mom Remix by L. Smits.
Perfect. And, I love it already.
As always, thanks for listening. Oh, quick thing. We restocked a bunch of stuff in the store, shirts, socks, hats, including We Hear You and We Respond to You, the ladies who asked for restocked, I believe it's Try It Out, female sizes. Just restock those. So if you go to the store, you can see it. It's merchmethod.com/Tom Segura. And that's that. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
I can't believe that you're my son. If you can. You came out of my womb, and you love two things, caca and blood.
I know.
You see, that has nothing to do with him.
I know. He's a psycho.
Mom, this morning.
Oh, my God.
This morning.
He's a psycho.
You want to hear you want to hear a different story for a change?
No, this one's
it's a clean one.
Yes. This one's this morning, I realized, I go, uh-oh, I have to go caca. And I...
I
walk into the kitchen. Christina comes out of the bathroom. She just went caca. And then Ellis walks by me, and he has a caca in his diaper. So we all went caca at the same time.
How about the dog? Did they put them too?
They went like 10 minutes later.
We should make a movie out of this. Make a show.
Make a show. Family
caca. Went caca, Christina went caca, and Ellie went caca. And you know why the dog didn't go caca. So you give him something to go caca. And then it's the end of the show. Everybody went caca. And then he's happy.
I love it.
I don't want to call your father. Because he said, yes, that's my son. And I don't understand why in the world I would do that. It's a son. Nothing. There is not one thing that we're like, no one.